Welcome to Flow and Pleasure, a segment of the Aligned Businesswoman where we have no structure, no show notes, no call to action. We're simply riding the sound waves and seeing what happens. Let's just simply be and allow your inner goddess to unleash. Hey there, goddess. I'm back with another episode of Flow and Pleasure. So let's chat today about the last time you just did whatever the freak you wanted. Maybe the kids were at school and you had a project due, but something inside you said, let's play, let's just go with the flow, and you didn't allow yourself to do that. But now that you are diving in more into wanting to have things easy and just wanting to enjoy life more, maybe the next time you have that opportunity, you're going to do it. Let's talk about some things that I enjoy doing and maybe you enjoy doing too. And maybe we could be like, oh my gosh, we do the same thing. We love the same things. I wish I could do it more. I wish I could enjoy that more. And then we could chat about it inside my Facebook group, The Aligned Businesswoman. Sometimes when I have put all of my generator energy into a project and I know I can give a little bit more, I sometimes allow myself just to take a break and indulge guiltlessly. Sometimes I think of it, now that I'm like saying it and I think about it, it sounds like right when you're like about to orgasm and it's like coming on strong, you're like, ah, and then you stop. Oh my God. It's like the worst and best thing ever. And then you kind of finally allow yourself to explode, you know? Gosh, I hope my daughter never listens to this episode. Anyway, let's say you're working on a project, right? And you are giving it your all and you know you can give a little bit more. Sometimes just slowing down and just stopping and redirecting your focus on something fun where you can relax your nervous system and just be in the bliss of your human experience. You know, kind of like my dog right now. She's on the bed just snoring and living her best life, but she's relaxing, right? Well, there are some things that we can do during these times that will help us still feel like we're productive, but in actuality, we're just resting our souls, resting our minds, resting our bodies. And so in the first episode, I talked about this, that sometimes just getting out into nature can really activate your goddess and help you tune into your femininity. And I love just taking my shoes off and walking in the grass. And if I do have a little bit extra time, I live in Houston and Galveston's like maybe 30 minutes away from me. So there have been times where I just take off to the beach and I just walk on the beach, allow the wind to blow in my face and the sand to be in between my toes, and just enjoy, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour, being. So other things that you can do besides taking a 30-minute drive to the beach, if that's how far it is from you, or walking in the grass, is tapping. I know this sounds kind of weird, maybe, I don't know, but if you're hanging out with me, this may not sound weird. Something about tapping excites me. The thought about tapping excites me because I know that once I've gone through a tapping session, if you're new to tapping, it's emotional freedom technique. It's where you tap on different meridian points in your face and your body so that you can move stagnant energy through and really reframe things. So as you're tapping, you say these phrases that reframe the thought of negativity that you may have been going through or spiraling down. And so tapping, just the thought of tapping gets me excited because I know that I'm going to be shifting the energy. I know I'm going to be reframing the thoughts that are holding me back or not feeling great. And so tapping has been very wonderful in the sense that it helps me shift to a new perspective. Another thing that I like to do is work out where I don't have a strict regimen. If I want to get on a cardio machine for 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. I do that. And then I go into the gym sauna and just allow the heat to relax me. I get to sink into it. I don't have a worry in the world. You know, like there's a time and place for me to focus on business. And right now I'm focusing on myself and I am part of my business. If I don't take care of myself, how is my business going to run? So, you know, taking care of my health is part of the way I feel pleasure. And as a generator, as a sacral being, like with that movement that I have, it gets me so excited about life, excited about my projects, and ideas just start to flow. There's this one machine at Lifetime Fitness where I go. It's like a soccer machine where you're like doing the movements, like you're going around kicking the ball. You're kind of like going back and forth. I do something a little bit different. I move my hips into it like more, like it's like very dramatic. And then I listen to Rihanna, Love on the Brain, or any other kind of sexy song. Oh my gosh, Lips on You by Maroon 5. That is such a sexy song. I'll listen to that and just really get into the vibe of it all. Which brings me to listening to music that just activates you. I have a playlist that I created called The Energy of a Wealthy Woman 2022, and that playlist activates me. It brings in the joy, the happiness, the sexiness, the excitement, the thrill of life, and I will listen to it, and I swear I get lost in it. I can listen to it while I'm working, and I am so productive. What that playlist does for me is that it allows the future to be in the here and now, because I have anchored that playlist to the wealth, the woman I want to be. And so I can embody her now when I listen to that playlist. You'll have to listen to it. It's on Spotify, so you can check it out. It's called The Energy of a Wealthy Woman 2022, and you'll see that it's created by me. Like music is so pleasurable for me. So I hope that you have a playlist that you like to use to activate your inner goddess. If you do, oh my gosh, please share it inside my Facebook group, The Aligned Business Woman. I just love collecting all sorts of music. And I don't know, there's this one playlist called it's called My Life is a Movie. And it's just, I don't know, I really like the feelings that I feel when I listen to that. It's just like I envision there's like a soundtrack to my life. Did you ever watch that one movie with Rebel Wilson where she was in a coma for I don't know how many years, and then she goes back to high school, and then she like is like she's in her mind, she's like thinking that there was a playlist going, and she's like walking to the like to the first day of school as an adult back to high school, and like she has like the song, and then like goes to like reality and there's like no song, no one's looking at her. It's just so hilarious. I kind of envision my life like that sometimes. Like I have a soundtrack playing and like I'm the star of it all. All right, I digress. Now let's get back to the main reason I wanted to talk about this. I challenge you, my goddess, to allow yourself one day. If you don't incorporate goddess days like I teach inside my program, The Quantum Leap, I challenge you to have one goddess day, whether that is 1 hour, 4 hours, you know, 7 hours while the kids are at school. Use that time to do whatever the freak you please. If that is a nap, have it. If that's tea outside as you soak in the sun, if it's tapping, if it's meditation, if it's spending 10 minutes on a vibration plate, which we need to talk about that one other episode. I love my vibration plate. Choose at least 3 activities that you can do. They can last as long as you want. And simply enjoy your human experience. Enjoy living life. And also enjoy that your business allows you some time off. And not just time off from your business, but time off from all the other hats that you have to wear, whether that is as a mom, a grandma, a partner, a wife, a volunteer. Allow yourself just to choose yourself for one day, however long that day is for you. Remember, invite more flow, and pleasure into your life. All right, I will catch you next time I decide to flow with pleasure on Flow and Pleasure. Bye-bye.